My guest on the program is Nikki Fisher. And Nikki, good to have you back. It's been a while since I've had you in the studio to visit.
Yes, good morning. It's been a few years, actually. Crazy.
It has. And now you are Director for Workforce and Diversity with the Ames Chamber and Economic Development.
Yes. Yep. Moved over there. Still doing a little bit of childcare that workforce stuff. So, yeah.
Well, workforce, that's the big thing. And that's, again, that's one of those that we continue to see a lot of people inquiring about it. Okay. Iowa Business Council, you know, I always look at them because they're the biggest employers in the state and what they are looking for and finding reliable employees. That is their big challenge. It's been for several years. And then housing for those employees, childcare for those employees, and everything ties together. But it is an ongoing challenge for us here.
It really is. And, you know, there's a lot of pieces with that. You know, finding the people to show up for some jobs is kind of a hard part, but also just finding those skilled workers as well.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not always, you know, a 4-year degree or master's degree skilled. It could just be, you know, your welding skilled employees. So, you know, using DMAC and some of their certificate courses and things like that.
Which I was going to say, that's one of the things you really got going on early coming up, like out of pandemic and stuff, was the retraining and people that were interested in that. And we've had a very aggressive program going on here in Central Iowa.
Yeah, no, it's been exciting to see that. And last year was the first like full year of really running that over in Story County. And we had 45 come on to take classes, and 42 of them graduated. So there was only 3 that, you know, there was different situations that occurred.
Mm-hmm.
They just weren't able to finish, but that's a good number. And starting already in January, you know, we've had 18 students who are already starting in several different areas. So that's really exciting. And we do use the Boone campus and the Ames campus. And a lot of people even go down to Ankeny because it's not that far away.
Sure.
And it just kind of helps give them more choices.
And for those that are wondering about that retraining part, it started as a grant. We got a grant for it. And then Story County supervisors put some money for Story County residents that would participate. I know Boone County had looked at it, but they did not give some resources for it. But we did have a lot of people. Eventually, you would like to get that rolled over to businesses helping to support it.
100%, yeah. And one of the things about the program is we're partnering with DMAC as well. So in Story County, yes, it is the Board of Supervisors that are funding that great program. But we also partner with DMAC.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a program, which is WTA, which is Workforce Training Academy. And that actually pays for quite a few of the classes and supplies for the students. So that's something that even Boone County residents could use, you know, to attend these classes as well. It's just the little extra benefit goodies in Story County wouldn't come with it, but it's still a great resource. And we'd love to have the businesses that are reaping the rewards of these great employees, you know, kind of step up and be a part of the program once we get completed.
I did have a chance to have Aaron and them come in to talk. I think it was in November, actually, talk about the opportunities that are there for people and making businesses aware that they do have this vehicle that they can use.
Yeah.
So the big one that we want to talk about is you have a labor shed rollout. So people, we're going to have her start explaining what is the labor shed. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So the labor shed is just your area or your region and how you pull those employees. So looking at where your employees are driving in from, you know, what is the education of your employees in your area? What are the needs? What are the demographics of the ones that aren't working that mm-hmm. are living in your area? So it's just an overall view of your workforce, you know, and looking at the data and how do we use this to figure out, well, we need these kinds of workers and where can we find them? And a lot of times what we're seeing, which kind of blew my mind, is people are really willing to travel,
mm-hmm.
You know, and cross those county, you know, lines, you know, if the work is there. And so just seeing, once you get the report, you can really see where are we pulling
from? Where are they coming from? How far are they willing to travel?
Right, right. And then you can kind of see, you know, it also, like you said, kind of flows down to, well, maybe if we have more housing, maybe they'll just stay here in Boone County. Mm-hmm. You know, if they're willing to travel, then they, you know, and they're working here, maybe they would love to stay and play and live here with their families. So you can kind of start looking at all of that as well. And then, you know, like you said, childcare as well. If we have more employees coming, you know, maybe they need more childcare resources.
Sure. So there's a lot of tools. There's a lot of aspects you can look at. I call them tools, but things that people can look at or learn from about what will make my positions more marketable.
Right, exactly. And a lot of people, you know, when they look at data, you know, they're just like, okay, well, I see numbers, you know, I see a graph. That's great to know, but
what does this mean to me?
Exactly. So to have this event here in Boone and just to allow the businesses to come and talk to us so that we can kind of tell them, this is what we're seeing with the numbers, and this is how we can use the numbers to help you with your businesses. So we're excited to share the information. We just received it, you know, end of last year. So it took a while to gather all the information. We're excited to share that with everybody.
Is this something as we, again, as we go forward, I know we've done, now this will be, I think, the second Labor Shed I've seen for at least in the Boone area. But we do have our I call it the MSA, the Metropolitan, the area, basically Boone and Story County.
Correct, yeah.
And centered Ames is kind of right in the middle of it. And so we have people coming and going, actually both ways. People will live in Ames and come and work in Boone or go to Nevada.
Oh, yeah, you see it all the time. They'll live in Nevada and drive over to Boone or live in Boone and drive over to, you know, Collins or, you know. But, sure. Yes, the Ames MSA, so your Story and Boone counties, there's a great partnership. I mean, it's kind of that Highway 30, you know, if you live right on that Highway 30, you have no problem going to the next town over, whether it's the next county or not. But yeah, there's a real partnership there.
This is our area of employees, basically. So there are a lot of potential employees out there. So one of the things that I hear after the fact, after the pandemic, was, where did they all go?
Right.
Where did all the employees go? Well, they are there. They might be doing different things now.
Right, yeah, and that's what, you know, a lot of the data will show. And honestly, there's even outside of our two counties, you know, outside of our MSA, because we do have such great employers here, you know, there are people that will drive from, you know, your Iowa Falls down. Or, you know, and it's kind of crazy to think, but we do pull from, you know, some of those other places as well. So, you know, but how do we reach them to let them know that we do have these job openings? You know, how do we use our marketing? Where should we market? So knowing where we're already pulling some of those employees from is, okay, so now we can, let's market to that area, because they obviously have some really good employees because we're already employing some of their people.
Again, it's a matter of trying to lure those workers here for our position. So, so we have this rollout that's going to come up. Labor Shed is a sizable area where the employees all come from. And I'm guessing we probably have pretty good numbers because we have a lot of a variety of different size businesses. I mean, obviously, we got some real big ones. And we go clear down to our smaller, you know, 20, 25 employee type groups. So or even smaller retail businesses, I'm guessing, too, can find out.
Where
can I find people that, you know, what do I need to do to attract different people for my business?
Yeah, definitely. So,
or my employees, I should say.
Yeah. So we have 28 people already signed up for our event coming up on February 1st. But I mean, we've got room for 40. So, you know, if you're interested in figuring out, you know, what is this data and what would it mean for, you know, my business, definitely reach out to us and get signed up for the event, because we would love to share the information. We also will keep it. So if even if you can't make it that day, we will have the information available, so we can always still share that. It's not just a one event and, you know, then we're just going to keep the information.
It doesn't go away. Yeah, no, it's always there.
Yeah.
As a resource, you go back to it.
Exactly, exactly. So, and it's a great resource. Like I said, once you figure out what those numbers really mean, you know, and you kind of get someone to talk to, it's a great resource to use.
So part of the challenge is you get a lot of this data. Of course, you just did the Story County labor shed. I'm guessing very comparable in a lot of the area things, but you have some specifically for Boone and Story County. I mean, I'm guessing, obviously we got the big MSA, like I said, but each one has its own little niche.
Oh, 100%.
Businesses within those counties have their niche.
Yeah, you can see. So we did do the Story County event at the end of last year.
Mm-hmm.
And that was definitely geared towards Story County. You know, Ames obviously is the big one there, and then just kind of all of the smaller communities around. And so we could really look at that. And so Boone County is the same. So we really do take, you know, Boone is kind of the big city here. And so that's where you do find a lot of your employers, where your employees live, things like that. But then you can also see the county as a whole. So even though the Ames MSA is both counties, when it comes to these reports, we really do try to narrow in, because the data is there for just that county for us to look at. So we want it to be very specific. Obviously, if you want to take both counties' information, you can.
Yeah.
But yeah, we try to really narrow it down for Boone County so that they have something that they can use themselves.
And we know that finding those employees, that's one of the big challenges. It's still out there.
Oh, yes, definitely. And I mean, I think everybody's doing a lot of great things. You know, I think Boone's seen a lot of, you know, the housing development. Mm-hmm. You know, we had that. There's been some great employers that have been doing things. It's exciting. I did an event at the end of last year as well with the Iowa National Guard.
I was going to say, you guys did a career fair for the Guard.
Yes, and it was a lot of fun. So it was kind of a two-phase. We did like an open house so employers could kind of come see what these soldiers do and how great they, in all the skills that they have. Also got a ride on a Blackhawk. So, I mean, that was fun for the employers as well. It was fun for myself.
Yeah.
So I will be selfish in that.
We've been there, done that.
Yes, yeah. It's amazing. So if you've never done it, that is great. And then we moved to the actual career fair. And we did it during a joint drill weekend. So there was a lot of different soldiers there. It was exciting. And we were planning on doing another one this spring.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to the Iowa National Guard. And they had about 25 soldiers that have received jobs from that. So that's exciting.
That's for a first-time effort.
Yeah.
Doing that.
Yeah, that was our first time. So the Iowa National Guard is very excited, you know, about the numbers and just the collaboration. We had a lot of partnership. We had Homebase Iowa involved in there with Iowa Works, you know, the National Guard, the Ames Chamber. There was a lot of us that really collaborated on that. So we're excited.
We have a lot of opportunities to work together. I mean, we got a lot of different, like I said, tools. And when they're all working together, it does benefit our employees and stuff. What about businesses that might be looking to do a little expansion? Because I know people are going to go, well, look, the economy and stuff like that. But they're still, this is when they start planning for, we're going to be looking at doing some expansion. We're going to be doing some things. Now, I need to know, to do this, I need to have employees to do it. So this is part of helping them.
Oh, 100%. Yes. You can see, you know, the numbers, you know, because if you're getting ready to expand and you're going to take on, you know, say 10 more jobs, you need to know that there are that many people that you could pull in for your specific jobs. And we can show you that, yes, we have 10 and we have those 10 people in the skilled positions that you need, whatever that skill level is, so that you can really take a look at that.
Okay. So this is going to be held on February 1st in Boone, Tulips, which is the lower level below the Dutch Oven Bakery, folks. That's the easy place. Sizable, again, the biggest room in there. You can see the number of people, several dozen. We've already got a number that have already signed up, but still, if people want to find out, or if they're, you know, any business out of, I'm guessing, Boone County that would like to find out more about it, get signed up for it.
Yes, definitely. Just go to ameschamber.com. We've got all of our events listed there. So yeah, we're excited, you know, and this again is another partnership. So it's the Ames Chamber Economic Development Commission, along with the Boone County Economic Growth Corporation and the City of Boone. So, you know, it's a great partnership for us to, you know, here's all the information we have, and we're going to give it back to the employers so that they can use it and we can keep growing Boone County.
Well, I got it, because I know some people are thinking, well, why would the Ames Chamber want to be involved? Because partly is you do have direct working. For people that don't know, Ames Economic Development is a sizable group, and you have services, actually work with a lot of communities, different size communities, not only Ames and Story County, but small communities in all, in both Boone County and Story County.
Yeah.
So that's, it's all about the area.
Oh, 100%. Like when we, you know, I know it's the Ames Chamber of Commerce, but we really do look at the Ames MSA. You know, we help, you know, from Nevada to Story City. You know, we work with individuals over in Ogden. So, you know, we really do.
Down in Madrid now, too.
Down in Madrid. I mean, we really enjoy, you know, the work that we do and being able to partner with those who are, you know, making this, you know, these two counties just a great place to live, play, and work. So we love it. And so, yeah, we want to keep helping.
I think for many years, I believe people always thought our workforce will travel and go around. When you get to see this, you actually see where they're traveling from or where they're coming from to actually be an employee. They may not be interested in moving. They may be. You never know if you have the resources for it. So, but it is always pretty interesting to see the actual numbers of where they're coming from. I always think of, you know, people will think in the Des Moines, in the metro area, they're driving from the suburbs. They're driving probably further if they're down there. And we have people from around here that drive there. So it's still, you know.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's fun to see the map. Because you can see, obviously, you know, there's like the heavy concentration, and then it's, you know, the colors get a little bit lighter as you get a little bit farther out. And it's crazy to see where some of these people drive in from. But yeah, I mean, you're completely right. There's people that live here, you know, that are driving down to downtown Des Moines, you know, to work. And I mean, I even worked with people that, you know, lived in downtown Des Moines that worked up in Ames. And, you know, so
It's a mobile workforce.
Correct.
It will be. How to attract what you want out of that. That is the challenge for a lot of our businesses, and that's why they should get signed up. If they haven't already, get signed up, take this in. And I know the general public, they're going, well, it doesn't mean anything to me, but it is interesting to know where everybody is coming from and how it all comes together.
Yeah, no, we're excited to share it. We, you know, we talked about it all year last year as they were doing all of the gathering of information. So we're excited to finally have it, to have this new data and to be able to share it.
That and retaining your workforce. That's,
yes.
Retaining is that's the other bar.
Well, we could probably talk about workforce for a few hours.
Oh, no,
so
it is. There is. And there are a lot of, like we said, there's a lot of tools out there. And then at the same time, you get to watch some of the stuff that's going on, like here at Boone School with the EDGE program and working with Lane and stuff like that. They get to be recognized next week, by the way.
They do. They do. I was so excited. I actually got to take them their acknowledgement of, hey, you're going to get an award. And we work with them, me specifically, with those ladies, you know, over there.
Lindsay and Jill
and Boz. And I mean, just a great group. You know, they've got, you know, their administration is, I mean, very supportive of the work that they do. And it's just amazing, you know, all of the student interaction that you get. So it's great to see, because that is also our workforce that is coming up. So they're getting great experiences.
And what can we do to interest them in staying here?
Yeah, exactly. Here? Exactly. So, and a lot of people really love to stay home. Yeah. You know, there's always going to be those that, you know, want to expand and, you know, maybe they want to go to the East Coast, but they always seem to come back when they're ready to, you know, raise a family. So, you know, showing them all the great things that we really do have here is fun to do. And that Boone Edge program does a great job of it.
Well, the Boone County Labor Shed rollout informational session is going to be on February 1st, and it's going to be held in the Tulips Gathering Place, the lower level of Dutch Oven Bakery. But once again, it's free, but if you would like to get yourself registered so we know how many seats we have available, because at a certain point, you have to cut it off.
Oh, yeah, and we want to make sure everybody also has enough coffee and pastries as well.
So, again, go to Ames Chamber of Commerce. You can call there to get signed up. Is there an email or website link or what's
If you just go to ameschamber.com, okay. Or you can definitely give us a call, 515-232-2310, and you can talk to Melissa at the front desk, and she will also help you. So
get you all signed up.
Yes, either way.
Times for this, what's it going to be like? Start in the 7:30?
Yeah, we, you know,
it's
we love our...
It's not a day-long event,
no,
folks.
We love our early mornings. Let's get up, have some breakfast and coffee. So it'll start at 7:30, and we should be able to wrap it up right around 9 a.m. So.
Okay. And that'll give people time to ask questions specifically.
Yes.
And I'm sure some are going to ask specific for their businesses, too, which is great. That's what you want to do. You're there to help them.
100%, yeah. And a lot of the data can also be... I guess separated out. So if you have like advanced manufacturing and you just want that data, if we don't bring that report that day, we can get that for you. If you want, you know, finance, you know, you're in the finance area, we can get that too. We're definitely going to provide information of a broad data points, but we can always break that down for you as well. So yeah, ask us specific questions, ask us what you need, and we definitely want to help.
That's one of those things Brenda's always said. We will come back specifically for you if we have to get you that information.
So. Yeah, definitely.
All right. Nikki Fisher has been our guest on our program today. Once again, the Director of Workforce and Diversity with the Ames Chamber of Commerce and Economic Development Commission. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Yes, thanks for having me.